Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. It is 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's your latest briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. The wind's still 70 miles an hour, moving north at 12 miles an hour. We're about 55 miles west-southwest of St. Petersburg. A couple things to look at here when you look at the satellite. Well, there's the center of the storm here, but we've been talking about how there's been dry air and really tilting the storm. Most of the significant weather is on that right-hand side, and you can see it. If you really look at some of the clouds here, you can notice they're shooting across right across the Gulf of Mexico, and it's that upper-level wind that's coming across here. That's a dry air, plus you get a lot of wind shear. But even with all that, there's still some impacts. You start looking at the radar. Once again, you start looking at the center of the system here with Ada. Look at these rain bands. That right there is a very strong rain band moving into Tampa and Sarasota, St. Pete, in these areas. Tropical storm force winds, tornadoes. You can get tornadoes in here when you start looking at the severe weather. This area right here, the right front quadrant, 90% of your tornadoes occur there. So it's right around the Tampa metro area, St. Pete. But look at this rain band here, even on the east coast of Florida. Those are heavy tropical downpours. And you could get some quick spin-ups in there as well. Just something to really watch out for. Our latest forecast brings this system right up against the coast tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, right here on the west coast of Florida. But quickly moves across Florida into the Atlantic once again by the afternoon. So weakening as it goes across, becoming a depression out in the Atlantic. So in the meantime, you can still see tropical storm force winds about 100 miles from the center, and that's especially in those rain bands that we were looking at on the radar itself. So some of the other impacts here, storm surge. You always have dangerous storm surge associated with these tropical systems. Around Tampa Bay, focus right there, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge possible in some of those areas. When you really look at that, that water filters right into the bay and areas around MacDill Air Force Base, E.G. Simmons Park. Any one of these areas, these low-lying areas, these typical areas that flood could see some of this water. So that's what we really got to watch out for associated with that. And it's not just the storm surge. You get the rainfall too, and you get the high water in there. We're looking at some of the gauges, already seeing about 2.5-3 foot of storm surge in some of these areas. And when you get heavy rain, it makes it really tough to start draining some of that as well. So let's kind of look at this around Tampa, St. Pete. Some areas could get 4 to 6 inches of that rainfall, and that's really going to be in those rain bands. And you actually can see where some of those rain bands. So even if you're in Naples, even in Fort Myers, even on the east coast of Florida, Orlando, you can see some of those high rainfall totals as they get in there. So you got to watch out for that. So high tide is going to be tonight. We think about this rainfall. We think about the storm surge as well with high tide tonight. Already those gauges seeing some 2.5-3 foot of storm surge. And we go into high tide, we could get up to 5 foot of storm surge in those areas. So listen to those local officials, those typical areas. You could see some of that water, and you still have some time to get your cars out of there and really take precautions. Listen to those local officials. If they tell you that you need to not be in that area, you got to listen to them. So this has been the latest information on Tropical Storm Ada from right here at the National Hurricane Center.